Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast. So you join us here at Creasy Park, One Fortunate Ends, Dunstable Town 0, Baldock Town 1. I'm here with head coach Joe Deaney and assistant head coach Carl Durkin. What do you make of that, guys?
I think we paid the price for a real slow start first half. And if you think really, in a game of very little quality, ultimately it's a moment of quality from them that wins the game. And the disappointing thing for us was it was a set piece and we've just gone to sleep and they've played quick. And to be fair, it's a fantastic ball across the box and then the centre forward's alive and does really well. You know, you give goals like that, it's you always give yourself a problem. We looked half a yard off it all throughout the first half. Our decision making was poor. We looked, three or four of them looked knackered. And it's a difficult one because you want to keep the same group of players that have done well for you, but at the same time, if you're freshening it up, you'll sit there and go, why didn't I keep it that way? And that's hard. We've also had a few that have come in and done really well over three or four games, but look like they ran out of legs. So we've had to be reactive again at half-time, which is a theme of the season, which is disappointing. And second half, we were miles better in terms of, bar the one when the lad runs off the shoulder, gets a decent chance. You look at the save from their goalkeeper, from a great little play from Gilbert. I mean, what a save that is with his top end. Then we've had one where, I don't know what happened, I think Sellers West headed it on the goal line, and he more or less?
I think pretty much, yeah.
And they scrambled it away. And then it was all us, really. We had them locked in. We had them working to defend their box. But you have to give Dave, their manager, credit. You have to give their players the credit. If you watch Newman Carney in the middle of midfield, first and second half, he hooks things on. He puts you under pressure, makes you defend. Whereas first half, we want to bring the ball down blind and get robbed and play silly square passes. And, you know, that was disappointing. Do I think today it's a lack of effort? I think no. I think three or four of them were dead on their feet first half, which is tough. So obviously you have to think about that for Thursday. We're at that time of the season. And I think second half was just a quality control issue. That's all it was. I can't fault the boys for effort. We're disappointed. I think our set plays needed to be better. But I'm not going to stand there and have a go at players for set plays. I mean, they've not come out with the intent of hitting poor set pieces. It's a skill. It's difficult. There's elements of our game we have to be better, but we were a lot more front foot second half, a lot more aggressive. We had them defending. We had moments when you think, come on, I thought we were going to get a late winner again. You know, we kept going right till the death, which we haven't done prior to that.
Yeah.
And I have to commend my players for that. I have to, you know, congratulate them for that, because it's not easy to do that. And, you know, come off a real high on Saturday and a real tough fixture. And we did, you know, disappoint. Ultimately, look, we'll be disappointed because we come away with nothing tonight. But the beauty in football is you ain't got time to sit there and cry about it. Because, you know, in less than, 44 hours, 43 hours, we've got to go again against Sheffield. Yeah. Who, by the way, pulled the result out on last Saturday than had it on tonight. You know, that'll be another tough one. So we've got no divine right to win games. We're learning loads about players, which I think is important. But am I really devastated tonight? I'm disappointed. I'm not devastated, because they've given everything. I can't fault them. You know, in first half, it's not because we don't want to complete. I think just the three or four of them, just their legs won't take them where their body wants to, where their mind wants to. I can't ever go at anybody for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's worse things in the world going on than losing a game of football. I've got to be honest, if I'm going to lose a game to any manager, as much as I hate losing, I'm glad it's to Dave McAdams, because he's one of the proper ones. He's a proper person. He's intense. His team wants to win. He's telling him to hang on for dear life at the end. And we kept bashing the door down, but you have to give them credit. They defended their box like their lives depended on it. And we just lacked a little bit of quality in at the end there. But look, we've got to dust ourselves down. We'll be sitting there shortly, won't we, Dirks, you know, with our pen and paper out, working out who we've got ready for Thursday. Don't know how bad Joe Sellers West's one is. It looks like he's overstretched his hamstring, so we got him off rather than tear it. Carl Knox, I could cry for him. I feel so
gutted for him.
Oh, I feel devastated for him. Just, he's worked so hard this year, and every chance he's had, he's just been hit with adversity. And my heart goes out to him. And, you know, Sean Lockhart, we brought out tonight because we wanted to give Sean a a mental rest.
Mm-hmm.
He's come in and done really well against Sean. He's really mature. But yeah, gutted for poor old Carl Knox today. Just distraught for him. But there were some positives, mate. There were, you know, it wasn't all doom and gloom. It was tonight, I can take that, because whereas Irish, you know, and I know people, they people outside our football club, I sent various screenshots, had a mini cardiac arrest because I stood with you a few weeks back, didn't I, against NK Irish, and I listened to my podcast back, and truthful,
yeah.
Honest, direct, people take plaudits. Do I get people sitting there crying and moaning when I turn around and tell people how good my players are, how proud I am of them? No. I mean, what's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning? I think about my wife and children. That's what I do. I think I go downstairs, make sure my family are okay. Let my dog out. You know, take my dog out for a walk. And some people's first impression to wake up in the morning is to be fuming about something. Little old Dunstable town, eh? Living in people's heads rent free. Today, look, it feels like a little bit like we just ran out of time today. And I'm not going to cry tonight, I don't think. Will I, Dirks? Maybe. Shed a little tear.
Still celebrating your birthday, ain't you?
But, yeah, well, clearly not. That's gone. But look, the lads, to be fair to them, a few of them took a little bit of a tough one at half time. But they took it well. They didn't skulk off and run out of the car park. They're good boys, you know. It's nothing personal. We shake hands and they're a good group, mate. They are a really good group. I've been really pleased in the last four games. We've kept going right to the death. Today, in the 95th minute, we've got our goalkeeper running, doing shuttle runs the length of his box to try and get us an equaliser. And I thought, we just ran out of time, didn't we? So, yeah, gutted. Look, I'm gutted. Thanks to everybody again for coming out tonight. And I'm sorry we couldn't bring a point, at least. But you have to also give Baldock a lot of credit because they worked unbelievably hard. They followed a game plan. They were well organised. Two fullbacks in wide areas, young lads, but my God, they defended well. Yeah.
I thought that number seven kept Tolu quite busy all night.
He was, and Tolu, fair credit to him, you know, he found it tough in the first half, but he's problem solving. He really went out in the second half, and you know, you have to give credit because many a person would have gone, oh, the seven's a bit lively, I might chuck one in. But yeah, it's a wonderful ball from the seven, to be fair, first half. And you know what? Enjoyed tonight. In terms of, I thought it was two honest teams, not much quality, but it was two teams that competed. I didn't see people diving on the floor. And to be fair to the referee, got to give him his dues. The linesman on the near side, by the way, was very good. And I just said to him, I said, please promise me one thing. As you progress through the levels, don't lose that ability to talk to people. And to be fair to the referee, he didn't try and get cards out today. And he tried to let the game go. And I've got to be honest, I thought some players on the pitch today, you know, went over under contact. And I was, much as I was going to appeal, I was quite pleased that he waved it on because there was there's an honesty, there's an earthiness to the game. And look, we've been done on a moment of quality today, and a team that's worked their nuts off to get 3 points. And I wish them well, and I'm sure me and Dave will have a lemonade or two in the bar afterwards and have a conversation and chew the fat as we always do. So fair credit to Baldock. Disappointing one tonight, but we've got to go again in 48 hours. And this time, maybe we might be sitting here in 2 days, much happier. Who knows? We've got to wait and see.
Absolutely. So, obviously, as you say, it's less than 48 hours before we kick off again. What do you do between now and then?
No, I believe we've got to look at the damage done from this evening in terms of the personnel that we potentially lose. And we've also got to take into consideration the legs on some of the bodies. And it's all well and good saying they're fit, they're healthy, and they've got plenty in the tank. But when you see them running around struggling to get to where they need to be, it's clear that they're sort of, I suppose, punch drunk almost.
And to be fair, the one thing I love about that, and I think it's really important, 3-4 weeks ago we couldn't have people cry off quick enough. And now we've got players that are declaring themselves, saying they're fresh, they're good to go, and I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I've got a lot of time for that. You know, Hats is exhausted. He's wrecked.
That's the most he's played all year. Even over lately, he didn't play back to that game. And
James Loud has come back. I've put huge pressure on James, and he's as honest as they come. But you know what I love about James? He takes his little ticking off on the chin. He'll be in the bar afterwards. He'll be social animal. Ricardo Green looked knackered. He looked wrecked. But we've got to remember, he's come back from a serious knee injury. That's on me. That's not on anybody else. If I ask these players, are you fit? Of course they're going to tell me they're fit. So I have to look at that. That's my fault. That's not their fault. I'd much rather that, mate, than when we were 4 weeks ago, when I'm looking at players and they're going, oh, you know, they sneeze on a Tuesday. They declare themselves unfit for 5 days. And that's not right. That's not right. We've had players today that I've had to take off, not wanting to come off. And, yeah, I think we have to just, look, bottom line, don't be dirty, because I think we'll sit down tonight, me and you, we'll look at where we are. We know how we want. We know the system we want to play.
Yeah, that was decided as the game was going on. What we wanted it to look like.
But you also have to make sure you've got enough players to play that way. And systems, shapes, listen, we can talk all day long about that. It does come down to basics. First half, we got, they were sharper to everything. Picked up first, picked up seconds. We were very reactive. Second half, we were front-footed. We went after them a lot more. We were much higher with our defensive line. We forced them into a lot more errors. You know, and it was, look, let's be honest, it was, we haven't scored today, but look at the crowd cheering us on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good to see. That's the one thing I've been delighted with this year is whatever's gone on, and like I said, nobody will look harder at myself, Dougs will tell you, than me. Nobody will take more criticism and more heat for what's happened this season than me. I don't sit in a glass tower and observe everyone else's mistakes. It's windows and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when things are going brilliant, you look through the window and congratulate everybody. When things are horrible, you look in the mirror and you go, right, I've got to do better. But let's be honest, mate, we stood there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, it's very hard.
A few weeks ago looking in the mirror and seeing something that didn't exist.
Exactly.
At least now they look in the mirror and they see the truth.
They're all good lads. And the most important thing, like I say to them every week, is drive home safely.
Mm.
We've lost a game of football tonight. The world's cruel. It's a cruel place. You know, people sit behind their little keyboards and they're cruel in life. I watch some managers, you know, bless them, they read all that crap. I don't. And people are vindictive, they're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch managers, speak to a lot of managers, and you listen to a lot of managers, they're different to me and you, and they take things a lot more to heart. I don't, listen, it's fish and chip paper, it don't bother me. Because all I care about is what does my chairman think of me? What do you think of me? What does my podcasters think of me? Do I have a group of supporters to be on my dugout today baying for blood? No, quite the opposite. They're cheering our players on, they want to win, I want to win. They stand behind, they clap our boys off. That's a proper club, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's a club that's together. We're together. It's just, at the moment, I think there'll be a few of us that'll be pleased to see the back of the season, but I'm not. I'm delighted we've got more games. And
yeah,
tonight, before we leave, we will have a team in place for Thursday and we'll have another go.
Uh-huh.
And Sheffield will be not too dissimilar to Baldock. They're fighting for their lives.
Yeah.
But we're also fighting for our lives. We're fighting for our futures. Everyone is. Sit there and don't think anybody sits there and thinks we're happy with 13th or 14th. Of course we're not. No one gives you a God-given right, but sometimes you have bad times, don't you? It's what you do next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what you do next. And on to Thursday now, mate. What's the crowd, by the way?
155 there tonight, which isn't too bad for a Tuesday night.
Absolutely.
So, credit to everybody. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And on to Thursday, mate. But I'll have a... we'll have a mini cry when we do. Mini cuddle.
I've had the sulk already and I've moved on. Look, you've got to look at the game here, and as you've highlighted perfectly, as a game of two halves, they had a clear intent first half, and
mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to go and watch that Marley Rochester-Steen over at Hitchin maybe 6 months ago when we were trying to recruit players.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 19 years of age, and he was playing fullback, and they've obviously moved him slightly higher. And look, being over at Baldock and getting more match minutes, it's done injustice. Because he looks the cream of the crop out there.
Mm.
His delivery was fantastic, and Devine scores goals.
He's a bogey for us, old Dave, isn't he? You know,
big time.
Baldock, we just can't seem to... There's always a draw, or now we...
Maybe you've got to stop being so nice today.
Yeah, it's hard, mate, it's hard. No, fair credit, like I said, mate. Thank everybody for their support. It's, you know, it's frustrating is the word I'd use. It's deflating. But look, we'll fight again. I'm not going to lose sleep tonight. We've got Thursday. And then we got, you know, the very easy one of going to Real Bedford on Saturday. Christ.
Yeah, well.
So don't get easier, does it, mate?
No, exactly. Well, I mean, they only beat Sheffield on penalties tonight, so you know that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Good, well, let's hope they've got another game on Thursday. That might help us. So on the Thursday, like, the world might be a different place Thursday. If we're sitting here again on Thursday and we've got beat again, then you'll have to come up with another load of reasons. But, we'll fix it, we'll park it. We've got Alfie Osborne back for Thursday, which is good. Obviously, we've got Webby back now, who's Harry Beaumont back. So we are getting some influential players back.
Yep.
Which helps.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you, but then you lose Cole Knox, bless him, and hopefully we haven't lost Joe for too long. And
mm-hmm.
we find a way, mate. We live to fight another day. We'll front up at the bar afterwards, and then we'll go ready for Thursday.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much.
For your time,
thank you, mate. Really, right, we'd like to wish Joe Deeney a 40th birthday.
No, well done.
I love the Deeney brothers celebrating it in a good fashion. Yeah. Happy birthday to the big fella.
But we lost 1-0.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Really appreciate your time. So, as I say, unfortunately, we did lose 1-0 to Baldock Town today. But just wanted to say congratulations to Ethan Creary for making his 100th appearance for Dunstable Town tonight. And we go again on Thursday against Sheffield Town and Campton. Love to see you down at Creasy Park. In the meantime, up the Mighty Blues.